Chapter 14. Again, one preparing for a voyage and about to traverse surging waves, cries out to a piece of wood more unsound than a boat which carries him. For indeed, it was a desire for profits which devised that vessel. But wisdom was an artisan who produced it. But your foresight, O Father, steers it, because you have furnished a way for it, even in the sea, in a safe path through surging waves, showing that you can save from any danger, so that even one without a craft may embark. But it is your will that the works of your wisdom should not be idle. So men entrust their souls even to a frailest piece of wood, and have been safe crossing waves even on a raft. For even at the beginning, when arrogant giants were perishing, the hope of the world, who took refuge on a raft, left to the age a future for his seed under the piloting of your hand. For blessed is a piece of wood through which righteousness comes about, but the hand made idol is accursed, and its maker as well. Indeed, he for having produced it, but it, because though perishable, it was named a god. For equally hateful to God are those who act impiously and their impiety. For even the thing made shall be chastised together with its contriver. For this reason, a visitation shall come even upon idols of the nations, because they have become an abomination amid God's creation, and stumbling blocks for souls of men, and a trap for the feet of senseless men. For the beginning of fornication is a devising of idols, but their invention was a corruption of life. For they were not in the beginning, nor shall they continue to the age. For by vanity of men they came into the world. And for this reason, a sudden end is devised for them. For a father, afflicted with untimely mourning, made an image of the child so quickly taken from him. And this father now honored as a god what was formerly a dead man, and handed down to his subjects mysteries and rites. Then, in time, the impious custom gained strength and was observed as a law, and carved things were religiously observed by commands of tyrants. Men who lived so far away that they could not honor him in appearance, copied the appearance of the distant king, making a visible image of him whom they wished to honor, out of earnestness to flatter him when absent, as though present. But the artisan's love of honor provided a stimulus to promote this religious observance among those to whom it was strange. For he, indeed, perhaps wishing to please a ruler, compelled his art to give the likeness a more beautiful form. But the multitude, drawn by the charm of the work, soon rationalized that he should now be an object of worship, who shortly before was honored as a man. and this became an ambush for their lifetime. That men, enslaved to either a misfortune or tyranny, conferred the incommunicable name on stones and pieces of wood. Then, it was not enough for them to err in their knowledge of God. Instead, even though they live in a great war of ignorance, they call such many evils peace. For while they celebrate either child-murdering rites or clandestine mysteries, or frenzied revelings in unheard-of ordinances, they no longer safeguard either their lifetimes or clean marriages. But each either does away with one another in ambuscades, or pains one another by adulterating him. But all is confusion, blood and murder, theft and treachery, corruption, faithlessness, turmoil, perjury, disturbance of good men, forgetfulness of favor, staining of souls, sexual perversion, disorder in marriage, adultery and licentiousness. For the worship of infamous idols is a beginning and cause and extremity of all evil. For they are either driven mad with enjoyment, or prophesy lies, or live unrighteously, or readily commit perjury. For as their trust is in soulless idols, they expect to suffer nothing unrighteous when they have sworn evilly. But on both accounts, righteous punishment shall overtake them, because they were evilly minded toward God, devoting themselves to idols, and because they deliberately swore unrighteous oaths, despising sacredness. For it is not the power of things by which men swear. Instead, it is the rightful punishment for the sinners, which always pursues the transgression of the unrighteous ones.